Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, the Night Rider. Tonight is Monday night, December the 16th, 2013. And yes, I'm on the same topic as the last few broadcasts, Fukushima, Japan, the nuclear power plant, the very, very, very troubled nuclear power plant in northern Japan that is in the midst of a monumental meltdown. I'm going to read from ENE News verbatim just the two latest off the press. One, from GG Press, Japanese newspaper, no solution seen, Fukushima's radioactive water. Kyoto, toxic ocean leakage to go on into the 2020s. Experts, quote, high potential for marine life and human health effects through ingestion over generations. That's with an S. That's end quote. Briefly, from the GG Press, December the 16th, 2013, that's today, no solution in sight for the Fukushima nuclear power plant tainted water. No solution is in sight as TEPCO, that would be Tokyo Electric Power Company, struggles with ever-increasing amounts of radioactive water. The situation has improved a little in the past 6 months. Very high-level radioactive water has been detected under the ground. TEPCO detected 1.8 million becquerels of radioactive materials per liter of water collected on Thursday from an observation well some 40 meters or a little over 120 feet from the seawall, the highest on record. I'll jump back in. I'll go straight to the latest post from ENENews.com today. That would be the headline reads, Gunderson. He is the chief, Arnie Gunderson, the chief nuclear engineer at Fairwinds. All of Japan is contaminated. The government is covering up enormous exposures to the public. The epidemic is just beginning. And from an evacuee in and around Fukushima, we are in fact dying in Fukushima. What happened to us will soon affect all Japanese people. Arnie Gunderson, the chief engineer at Fairwinds, December the 16th, 2013, today, it reads, the Japanese parliament has just passed the state secrets law. It's really an information iron curtain that's preventing people in Japan from learning just how bad the exposures were that they received at after the accident at Fukushima. They're trying to underestimate the amount of radiation that the Japanese received. I think they're neglecting some really serious sources of radiation in their effort to convince the Japanese people that nuclear power is safe. These exposures not being calculated by the Japanese or the International Atomic Energy Agency are in fact enormous. Fukushima was three times worse than Chernobyl, the nuclear power plant in the mid-1980s in the Soviet Union that melted down and had to be encased in cement. Fukushima is three times worse than Chernobyl as far as the noble gases. That would be xenon, X-E-N-O-N, and Krypton that were released. There's already a tenfold increase in the thyroid issues in Japan, and we're just at the beginning of the thyroid epidemic. As I discovered when I was in Tokyo during the book tour during 2012, all of Japan is a radiologically contaminated area, and the people in Japan need to take extraordinary precautions. The net effect of all this is the total exposure to the Japanese people is being grossly underestimated. Well, those are a few cheerful thoughts heading into the home stretch of the Christmas season, but I felt duty-bound as an investigative reporter and a would-be journalist and a current events enthusiast to impart that news on to you, my loyal listeners. This is the Knight Rider saying, as always, stay well, keep it lit, and now we're signing off.